Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 173, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 173 is a review lesson. God is but love, and therefore so am I. I will step back and let Him lead the way. God is but love, and therefore so am I. I walk with God in perfect holiness. God is but love, and therefore so am I. As I read through this lesson, I get to the line, I walk with God in perfect willingness, and I see a thought in the mind saying, really? Perfect holiness? You walk in perfect holiness with God? And I see that the ego is trying to disclaim this statement. And I stop and I consider, who makes truth? The little ego self does not make the truth. I do not create truth. And even the big S self, the Christ mind, does not create the truth. God, the Creator, is the one who created truth. In doubting the line, I walk in perfect holiness with God. I am trying to make my own truth, and then I am trying to believe my own truth. If I reread the line, knowing it comes from God and it is the truth, I walk with God in perfect holiness. Just in the intent of believing its truth, it quiets the ego. The ego has no argument against it. The logic pans out. I then go to the line, I will step back and let Him, God, lead me. And when I look at this line, in light of it being truth, it says to me, I will step back and stop trying to make my own truth, and instead let Him lead me with the real truth, the only truth. I will to step back, let go of my false truth, and let Him lead me with the only truth. And then I look at the line, God is only love, and therefore so am I. And looking at this with knowing it is the truth, God is only love, and therefore I am only love. And I see that God is only truth, and therefore I am only truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to step back, letting go of my false beliefs, what I had thought I had made into the truth, and instead let Spirit lead me with the only truth there is. Love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we start with a prayer from Review 4, paragraphs 2 and 3. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. And the child follows, sure that he is safe because his father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practicing to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. If we forget the way, we count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our footsteps now, that we may walk more certainly and quickly unto you. And we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing as we review the thoughts that you have given us. Thank you for joining with me in stepping back and letting Him lead the way. Namaste.